Networking and marketing made simple is for you. The business owner that has a product, service, or a message that you truly believe in. Each week, we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics, leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited about today's episode for a couple of reasons. And I know typically Monday is always my solo episode, but this is a very special occasion. Number one, I have the opportunity to interview a friend for the last number of years, but also a member of our Expert Authority Mastermind. But also someone that has been just so coachable through the entire process of pivoting in certain aspects of their business that has all led them to a very exciting moment actually today with the release of their first self-published book. And a little bit of a backstory, so to speak. It's already hit number one new release, but it's just... For me, seeing people transition in business and make new decisions and open up new doors of opportunities that leads them to things like this, this is what it's all about. So I don't want to give up anything more about what we're going to discuss. So with that, Gary Miles, welcome to today's episode.
Scott, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. It is really an exciting time. And today is the release of my new book, and I'm 90% thrilled and 10% apprehensive, but I'm really very excited about it.
And that's completely normal. I remember when I released my first big book, it was, you don't know what to expect, right? You go through the process of writing the book and getting all those thoughts down on paper and then pushing it out into the online world. And you're thinking, who's going to buy this thing? Just like I remember a conversation that we had almost 2 years ago when you started your podcast, The Free Lawyer, and you said to me, who's going to listen to this? And there are people that listen. So
Gary, it was the craziest idea ever when you told me to start a podcast. I had all these stories telling myself I couldn't do it. No one would listen. And it's been really, really wonderfully received. And now I'm up to episode 170 and just loving it.
Yeah. It's, you know, we can talk about the podcast as well, but, you know, recently in the last couple of weeks, you actually generated a lead and a new client from your podcast. And that's something that we highly believe and highly teach in our mastermind. The same thing happened to Nancy and myself. We had a new person join from our podcast, but let's rewind the tape a little bit because, you know, you have what we consider a very storied career in law. It's been over a 4-decade experience for you, and you're still highly embedded in it, family law for that matter, but also you're helping other lawyers, which I think giving back to the community that has given so much to you is what it's all about. So let's rewind the tape a little bit and share with the audience a little bit of your backstory. More importantly, you know, what was it that drew you to the law profession that has had you there your entire career?
My older brother was my mentor, my first mentor of many. And I always followed his footsteps. He was a lawyer. And then I really wanted to be a lawyer too. I saw the good things he was doing, how he was helping and serving people. And I wanted to do the same. And I've been doing litigation in various ways for 45 years. It's probably the most stressful area of law. We're always in contest. It's always kind of me against you. We're always competing. And usually in a professional and courteous way, not always, but usually, but it's always, Scott, my client wants this, but Gary, my client won't do that. They need this. It was always that situation of conflict. And now in a position, I decided I still do that, but I really want to help and support lawyers. I want to link arms with them because I understand the stresses they're under, and I want to help and support them in any way I can.
You know, having mentors is just so important. And, you know, going through that process of finding one's path and having the support of others around you is so important. And obviously, you know, as I aforementioned, you're now giving back, you know, to the community that has given so much to you. As you went through, you know, decade after decade of running law practices and managing law practices, you know, obviously when you came into my world and we connected and we coached, but also I started planting some seeds with you about a podcast, about a book, about coaching, about courses. Prior, you know, obviously all that stuff is out there now and we're going to talk about all that. But from what you have seen in the last 40 plus years in the industry, obviously there are so many different facets of business depending upon the profession that you are in. But what are you seeing now for the lawyers that are coming out of law school, entering into the real world of law practice, whether it's partnering with a large firm or a boutique firm or going out on their own as an independent lawyer? What are some of the big issues or problems that you're seeing today that maybe didn't necessarily exist back when you began?
Well, they certainly didn't, because when I started practicing, we not only didn't have cell phones, we didn't have computers. And setting a boundary between work and the office was really easy. I closed the door and went home, and I could no longer work. The pace of life has gotten so fast. Lawyers send emails, or professionals, I need a response in an hour, or else I'll file a motion with the court, or else I'll fire you, or else whatever. And that stress is just so, it's always something pulling at you and gnawing at you, needing an immediate response. And financially, the burdens to bill hours and bring in revenue is also so much more stressful. And you couple with that, when someone comes out of law school, they really don't know how to be a lawyer yet. And they often don't have a good mentor in their firm. And they certainly don't know how to build their own business or their own book of business. They weren't taught that in law school. And after 5 years, they're expected, now we want you to go out and find clients, and they don't know how to do that. So there's a lot of fear, stress, overwhelm, and burnout, particularly after COVID, where so many people are working from home, and there literally is no boundary, no real boundary between work and home.
You know, work-life integration is something that, you know, Nancy and I talk about, not just with you, but with our entire expert authority community, because burnout is real, overwhelm is real, stress is real, and we're always looking for ways of how to work through that. And, you know, you have kind of really dove in head first, just like Nancy and I have, to the world of personal development, self-development, because I talked about this in a previous podcast and actually article that I wrote, that the 6 inches between your ears will either hurt you or help you, and it's your choice what it's going to be. So how has your own personal development journey helped you not only progress as a businessman, but also as a family man, you know, a husband, a father, a grandfather, that again, through that journey has enabled you to pour back into those that may be struggling with finding that work-life balance, finding ways to reduce their stress and their overwhelm?
You're so right about the 6 inches between your ears, because so often what causes us stress are things we have no control over, but yet that's what we focus on. We focus on how our boss isn't really very nice to us. He's a little bit cranky. We focus on how our client's demanding. We focus on how that lawyer just called us on the phone is a true jerk. And we ruminate over those things and just recreate the stress in our mind. And it's so important to understand the only things in life we can control is what we think about, what we feel, and how we act. And that doesn't mean we can't set boundaries, but it means we can decide if we want to let our partner bother us or not, or let that client get under our skin by what we choose to think about. And we can decide, I want to represent that client, or I don't want to work here. Those are choices we can make, but we have the power to change our thoughts. And when we change our thoughts, we change our feelings and our actions. And it's so important to stop resisting all these circumstances we can't control.
The other thing that I wanted to kind of talk about really quickly is that when you, as you mentioned, I've had the opportunity, gratefully, to be on your podcast, Breaking Free, which people can find on Spotify, iTunes, all the major platforms. And it's gotten wonderful feedback from your dedicated group of listeners. The concept of the free lawyer. Talk to the audience a little bit about how you came up with the idea of the free lawyer, why you named it that way. And what are some of the things that you talk about on the podcast that's, you know, not just relevant to law practice and being a lawyer, but business in general?
Yeah, it's really relevant to all of us. And what I talk about is so many professionals feel stuck. They feel like they're stuck at their job. They're stuck working for a certain person. They're stuck with this workload and they don't know how to get out from under it. And the free lawyer is all about getting messages about how to create professional and personal freedom in your life, how to practice accepting those things you can't change. I used to always, when I tried cases, particularly early on before I kind of learned this, I would worry so much about whether I was going to win or lose. You know, you and I are both football fans. They spend all week talking about whether the Eagles and the Ravens are going to win or lose. It doesn't really matter, does it? What matters is what happens on Sunday. But we all worry about what's going to happen if we lose. What does that mean? And in so many fields, whether it's law or something else, when we project into the future and worry about the outcome, we're not as good. I'm a golfer. If I think what's going to happen if I hit this ball into the lake, I'm going to hit a bad shot. If I just focus on being present and doing what I'm supposed to do to enjoy the process, I'm a good lawyer. I like interviewing witnesses. I like preparing my questions. If I get into the zone of being present and mindful, the stress doesn't bother me nearly as much.
Yeah, it's the what if, what if, what if, what if. Those are stories. And the one thing that I always come back to is that, you know, even like Nancy and I talk about this, she'll mention something that she's working on or going through or doing, and she'll say, you know, what if this happens? And I'll say, well, do you know that's definitely going to happen? Or are you creating a story that it could potentially happen? She goes, it's a story. And I'm like, then don't feed the story any extra energy that it does or does not need. And to your point, the only time that we can ever control, no matter who the person is, where they are in their life, whatever it is the now, is the present time. That's the only thing that you can control. And that's not to say that you're going to have those what if moments. You know, again, using the Ravens and Eagles as an example, obviously, this we're recording this, you know, before, tonight. When this comes out, Eagles are playing Monday night. They're playing tonight, and it's a bounce back game for us. We're playing the Seahawks, and you know, everyone's talking about, you know, are the Eagles even a Super Bowl contender anymore after losing to the 49ers and the Cowboys? Listen, there's losing streaks for everything. There's just like with lawyers, sometimes you'll go in and they'll be like, oh man, Gary is going to wipe this case clean. It's a slam dunk. And you know what? Sometimes it doesn't go in your favor. I mean, I go back to the, NBA playoffs back in 1994, when the number 8 seed Denver Nuggets became the first team to ever defeat a number 1 seed. You know, there's no chance the Nuggets are going to beat, you know, I forget who they were playing. Maybe, I don't even know. Maybe, oh, the Supersonics. They were playing the Supersonics when Gary Payton and Sean Kemp were on the team. It's any given day, right? You don't know what is going to happen, but the only thing you can control is what's flowing through that 6 inches between your ears. So yeah,
what you're just talking about is the problem with expectations. If I expect to win that football game and I lose, I'm crushed. I'm heartbroken. We should have killed the Panthers. How could that ever happen? But if I win, it's like, okay, well, we should have won. And so we deprive ourselves of the pleasure of the moment when we expect results.
So Nancy and I talk about expectation over observation, right? So it's always a good thing to go back to. Go into something with no expectation. And to your point, if it ends up working out in your favor, great. If it doesn't, learn from it and then move on from it. Now, the idea, so, you know, obviously you started your, you know, your personalized coaching for other lawyers to help them, which was a direct branch from the Free Lawyer podcast. And then obviously, Nancy and I dripped on you for a while. Like, Gary, you're an expert. You know, you need to write a book. You need to write a book. Talk to the audience a little bit about that process, that wall that we all put up at some point that says, again, back to the podcast example, who am I to do a podcast? Who's going to listen? To the same point of, you know, I'm going to write a book. Who's going to read that book? And then what did it after the wall was put up, what did it take for you to break through that wall to say, you know what? People need to learn from me. They need to hear what I have to say in this book. And again, the rest is history. So talk us through that.
Yeah, I really didn't have a wall up. I think I dragged my feet about the podcast and I dragged my feet about this because I struggled with whether the message I had would be something people would want to read. And it was just like with a podcast. But by now I've gotten some affirmations from the podcast. People connect, say the messages are great. You encourage me to do a newsletter on LinkedIn. You know, I get 1,000 reads a week and a lot of nice compliments. And I thought, well, if I can do those things, maybe I can do this. But it was still a little bit, you know, a little bit scary. And I think what happened to me the most was having a darn schedule. I committed to a time when it was going to get done. And then it had its own, you know, inertia. One step, then the next step, which is one thing after another, kind of like a snowball going down a hill. I was on a roll now and I wasn't going to stop. And once I got started and got over my own stupid red light stories and fears, it's just been rolling the last 4 or 5 months.
Amazing. And again, that's what it's all about. So let's talk about the book because it's available today. It's a fresh new release. It's available on paperback and Kindle. There's discounted pricing all this week. You're running a contest. Before we talk about the contest and all that stuff, let's talk about the book itself, the name of the book, what people can learn from it, and what are you hoping that people really take away after finishing this book?
What I hope is that they'll get the book and keep it in their hands because it's not a typical book where you begin at chapter one and you go through chapter 15 and chapter 12 builds on chapter 11. Each chapter is fairly independent. I describe what I call the 12 prisons of the mind. There's such things as fear, stress, worry, burnout, expectations, comparison. And in each of them, I'll describe what it is, how it affects us, and then I'll give 8 or 10 or 12 specific steps you can follow to overcome them. It's not an event, it's a process. It's a changing how we think. And so for each of those 12 prisons, I give tools to overcome them. And then I give the 12 keys to unlock those prisons. And there's some of the things we've talked about: acceptance, gratitude, mindfulness, living in the present, living according to our values, obtaining mentorship, all those things that can really help us unlock those prisons of our mind and really free ourselves. You know, I used to be so tortured by what other people thought of me, by trying to be perfect. And now I really don't care. I'm going to just do the best I can. And I am who I am and I'm authentic. And if people like me, that's great. And if they don't, that's what it is. Just my whole perspective is different. I'm no longer controlled by circumstances outside me.
So what's the title of the book and tell the readers how you came up with it?
The title of the book is Breaking Free, A Guide to Personal and Professional Freedom as a Lawyer. It's directed largely at lawyers, but really the principles are applicable to any professional and honestly to anyone. I called it Breaking Free because I just keep hearing when I talk to lawyers how they feel trapped and stuck. And I want to help them get unstuck. And I had someone reach out to me recently. He read one of my newsletters on perfectionism, actually was posted on Google. He found it through Google, not through LinkedIn. And he reached out to me because he read that chapter and said, this is me. This is exactly what I'm going through. And it speaks to me. And that's what I want. Each chapter is independent. Someone may have trouble with perfectionism, but not with comparison. That's okay. That chapter they may not need, but they can keep rereading the chapters that help them.
You know, it's great when there's a book that's multidimensional in the sense that, yes, it's targeted towards lawyers, but business professionals as a whole, it's so applicable to any business. You know, just like my last book, the LinkedIn Book for Sales and Marketing, it's for various people because there's a lot of people in various businesses that need to understand sales and they need to understand marketing. It's not just for people in sales and not just people in marketing. It could be for anybody. And I think that's the great thing is that it's such an accomplishment to write a book because, you know, it is an undertaking and it takes time. You know, my book took 11 months to get out there. And I know it's taken some time for yours as well. But the, you know, the juice is always worth the squeeze, right? As they say, you know, you gotta take those little foundational steps each and every day. Just like you said, you blocked out time to write it. And again, you had guidance, but it was things that were inside of you that are now out there forever for people to latch onto. And the one thing that I would say I also love about this book is it's timeless in the sense that the things that are taught in this book, the lessons that will be learned, the steps to overcome those obstacles that you mentioned in this book are never going to go out of style. It is applicable to business in 2023, 2033, and 2053, because you know what? All those things are still going to be there. Fear is still going to be there. Overwhelm is still going to be there. Anxiety is still going to be there. Stress and all those things, comparison. But it's how we combat those things and how we learn to overcome those specific obstacles. So I see this as a book, just like any others, just like The Science of Getting Rich or Think and Grow Rich, that will be passed down and recommended from person to person, generation to generation. And I will say, Gary, that, you know, Nancy and I, we tell you this all the time, how proud of you we are and all of the things that you're doing, all the additional people that you're now helping outside of, you know, the general practice that you manage and that you've done for the last, you know, 40 plus years. The fact that you're coaching and consulting, you got your podcast, you got your book, you're working on a course. You're doing so many amazing things, and we're just extremely, extremely proud of you and just cannot wait to hear all the success that is going to come from this book.
Just to add one comment, I think it shows the value of coaching, because you two saw in me something I did not see in myself. And I wouldn't say rejected it, I at least wrestled with your suggestion that I could do a podcast, write a book, et cetera. And now that I'm coaching, and I've seen it in my clients when they go through divorce, I can see their future. I know what it's going to be like when they're past this. And I see that now when I coach lawyers. I see in them potential, places they can be, things they can achieve, how they can make more money in less time and have more happiness. I can see that in them now. And I'm trying to instill in them the same vision of their more, not only profitable, but happy, free future that you saw in me.
I love that. Yeah. And well, again, it goes both ways. You know, someone has to be a good coach, but also someone has to be coachable. You know, there's a lot of people. And again, this goes for anything. You have to be open to receive. You have to be willing to stretch and think outside of your comfort zone and realize that. So, and you know, Nancy talks about, you can't see the label from inside the jar. There's things that a coach can see outside of someone's business that says, listen, trust us, just go this direction. It will prove to be profitable, you know, if you just follow those steps. And again, you are a prime example of that. So tell the audience a little bit about, you know, where they can find the book, the contest that you're running this week, and how they can take part in it.
Great. It's on Amazon. Kindle is the best place to find it. Amazon is great for a lot of things. And my book, I just saw today, was number one new release. There's special pricing for the first 8 days from today, December 18th through December 26th. The Kindle version is only 99 cents and the paperback version only $6.99. And the paperback goes to $14.99 on the 27th and the Kindle to $2.99. If someone this week during those special pricing gets the book and posts a picture of them with the book or indicating they have it and write a review about it, they will be entered in a contest for either a 1 hour free coaching session, value $325, a half hour coaching session, an autographed copy of the book, or some new AirPods. And I would love to have them enter the contest. It's all about giving back. And I appreciate the support of you and everyone else, because this book is about helping and serving others. And the more excitement we can create with it, the more folks will have an opportunity to see it and read it.
Well, I could not be more happy and excited for you. And I'm going to encourage all of my listeners, anyone that opened the email this morning about this podcast episode, I'm going to leave the link in the description of this episode that will take you right to Amazon, where you can either purchase the Kindle or the paperback. And just remember, all you have to do is take a screenshot of your purchase or the physical book. It's easier probably just to take a screenshot of the purchase of it. Email Gary or just post it on social media. Leave that 5-star rating and review. You bet Nancy and I will as well. And again, he's giving away free coaching, so you can find out what Gary's all about. And, you know, if you're in need of a free pair of, you know, a new pair of, you know, iPods or AirPods, now's a good time to get them. So Christmas is right around the corner. It's a good time to maybe get the contest. Maybe you can gift them to someone. But again, do not hesitate to take action on this contest. You are going to love this book. I can't wait to get my hands on a couple copies. And I know this is going to be, I have a lot of lawyers in my life, and you better believe that I'm going to be gifting this to a ton of them as well, so they can pass it down. And Gary, again, kudos and congratulations to you. Grateful for your friendship, grateful for just you being as coachable as you are. And we just want to wish you continued success in everything that you're going to be doing.
Well, you know how much I appreciate you and Nancy. And you both are so key in getting me to where I am today and where I will be in years to come. Thank you.
Absolutely. And again, as you're listening to this episode, don't forget, check out the description for the Amazon link to purchase Gary's new book, Breaking Free. You can get it in Kindle for 99 cents. There's discounts on the paperback all this week for the next 8 days. So do not wait. Take full advantage of it. And as always, please do support the podcast. Leave a rating and review wherever you're listening. iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio. We would love to hear from you. So everyone, please enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.